Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, this morning, Hurricane Ian has re-intensified and is bearing in on the South Carolina coast. And we're joined by Margaret Brennan from Face the Nation. It'll be one of the top topics of conversation this week as we look back at the devastation caused in Florida. And I guess we'll see what happens along the coast a little bit north of that.
That's right. As the hurricane hits South Carolina, and there are already emergency declarations in states, including Virginia, this entire eastern seaboard seems to be bracing for some intense weather in the coming days. We'll be speaking to the FEMA administrator on Sunday about recovery in Florida, recovery in Puerto Rico, and what's needed on the ground in these other areas. FEMA has already been pumping out $3.5 billion in grants to states to shore up their infrastructure facing the threat of climate-related extreme weather. And we'll talk about these historic investments and whether it's too little too late, whether more is needed, and what is needed in the wake of just disaster recovery as well.
And Margaret, it always fascinates me. We know just a few days ahead of time, hey, this might be a big deal, and then it is a big deal. You know, for FEMA and other organizations, they've got to be ready, you know, at a moment's notice to respond to these big storms.
They do, and that's the federal response, which is really meant to supplement the state. And it's the state on the front lines, and that's what's going to be so interesting also in terms of watching the executive leadership of someone like the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, who is very much viewed as a potential front runner for a Republican nomination in 2024 if the former president, Donald Trump, doesn't run. So Ron DeSantis is being watched nationally for his response at the state level. And, you know, he's very much feuded and embraced the feud with the federal government, with President Biden himself. And now he's asking for federal aid, as any governor would in this situation. But it's an interesting dynamic to watch. And we'll be talking about that as well.
Yeah, an interesting saga. Now, Chris Krebs is with you as well, former head of CISA. What will you be discussing?
Well, that's the part of Homeland Security that deals with infrastructure, including election systems and election integrity. So we have a lot to talk about with Krebs, not just about the upcoming midterm races and some questions we're already seeing from folks who haven't even cast a vote, but already are saying that the outcome of the midterm election should be challenged. We saw that among a third of Republicans polled by CBS. That's fairly extraordinary and underscores a lack of faith that is really dangerous in a democracy. We'll talk to him on Bottom Line That. We'll also speak about just recovery from the hurricane. You know, as someone who has dealt with, when he was head of CISA, he had to deal with recovery from some horrendous storms, including those that really battered Puerto Rico, and getting infrastructure there. We'll talk to him about that.
Outstanding. Well, 9:30 Sunday morning on CBS. Margaret Brennan, Face the Nation. We appreciate your time as always.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.